measurement is pretty common for a technique called powder diffraction. So in powder diffraction, you take a crystal and you grind it up. And so you get very many little crystals. And they should be randomly oriented in the powder. And then you mount it in a diffractometer and have x-rays come in at the angle theta, and you put the detector also this angle here is theta. And you measure the intensity as you change both of these angles at the same time. So you change this angle and that angle at the same time. And if the crystals in the powder are randomly oriented, some of them will have planes parallel such that you get this condition, the Bragg condition. And when that happens, you get a peak in the response. And you get these lines that appear like this. And these peaks can serve like a fingerprint for a specific crystal. So you can't, from the measurement of these peaks, determine the crystal structure. But if you've already determined the crystal structure and you grind the sample up, put it in powder diffraction, you can take this fingerprint of peaks like this. And then it will be taken and put into a database. And this is handy because sometimes you get a sample and it contains a bunch of different crystals, and you put it in the single crystal diffractometer and it's a mess because it's not one single crystal and you can't determine the crystal structure from it because you're getting peaks all over the place. So instead, you do this x-ray diffraction and you look for this powder diffraction, and you look for which crystals that are in the database match what you see.